last week on Discount Heroes.
You know Dimarok?
Oh, that's me brother. That's me little brother. Yeah, I'll talk to Dimarok.
Hey, Zilyana.
We got hired to patrol these seas and capture ships, take their cargo, sometimes their people.
Like, how am I going to grow up to be this great pirate king if I'm loved?
She pulls out a glowing crystal. Present.
I said I stood right next to her.
Oh yeah, it's glowing like crazy. It's vibrating like crazy.
There's something you guys are doing that they don't like. We're supposed to capture you, take you back to the hive.
So, Yana, how about you do me one favor and just, brother to sister, let us make our own way to hive. Just forget you saw me for now. And I cast suggestion.
I'll pretend I didn't see you, Dimarok. At least for the next 8 hours.
With a day like he's had, he decides to break out to make a bit of a feast. So he brings out all the ingredients to make several courses.
Nox's side begins to bulge outward before his shirt rips and another left arm emerges from his side.
You can't see me!
Oh, feels like my skin's on fire!
Your skin has a light metallic sheen to it, like it's made of metal.
Do you think I'm feeling okay, Nox? I'm stuck on this stupid fucking ship with all these idiots.
You look over at Braddock, and she is shining like the sun.
Welcome to Discount Heroes!
Welcome to Discount Heroes, where questionable results are always guaranteed. We're a chaotic character and story-driven real play podcast. We're a group of five friends who've known each other for 16 plus years. We've played countless hours of questionable D&D, and now we want to share with you the game we love so much. My name is Brent, I'm the DM. We got four players here. Why don't you introduce yourselves and who you're playing?
Yo, this is Tyler. I'll be playing Copes, the Circle of the Stars Druid.
This is Aaron. I'll be playing Dimarok, the tiefling bard pirate.
Boo, 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 boo.
And this is Matt, the old sea dog, playing Nox Longfoot, the gnome wizard.
Sea dog, that's a dog that lives in the ocean.
It's a Vaporeon.
All right, you guys ready for something special today?
Yes.
Yeah.
Shirtless record.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do.
Enjoy it, listeners.
So we all know the time immemorial question. Are trees plants?
Yes, of course.
Indeed.
Yep.
We all know that. But I thought about what is trees in the first place?
Plants.
I have some trivia questions prepared to see if you know what is trees.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
This is the beginning of our favorite segment, What is Trees?
Here we go.
My new buzz is roots.
I'm going to stick with Booyakasha.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Hit us.
Trivia question number one. What is the tallest species of tree in the world?
Booyakasha.
Buzz.
Redwoods.
That's Tyler, and that is redwoods.
It's actually California redwood.
This here says the coast redwood or the Sequoia sempervirens.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to confuse y'all's small brains.
Of course.
Tyler's going to kill this one.
I don't know shit about trees.
You know more than the rest of us.
Question number two. What type of tree do acorns come from?
Booyakasha.
Dang it.
An oak.
Oak trees, that is correct.
Nice. Roots, can I get bonus points for knowing the scientific name?
I feel like for sure he has to.
I don't know if I want to encourage this, but go ahead.
Well, hold on. We can't see his face, so he's just cheating.
Quercus nutalis.
He's definitely cheating.
Quercus.
I think he's just making up words. I don't think he's cheating.
Well, it is Quercus. That is correct.
Did you have that written down on that piece of paper?
I estimate trees for a living now.
Like there's this many trees in this place?
Yeah.
And you needed to know the scientific name of an oak.
Well, whenever there's an oak tree on the plans, it says Quercus.
All right, I'll give a bonus half point to Aaron for knowing the exact species. Question number three. There's multiple answers to this. What tree is known as the, quote, tree of life in many cultures?
Klaxon.
Jared, what you got?
Coconut tree.
That is not one of the answers I have here, no.
Dang it!
Buyakasha, a Japanese maple.
That is also not one of the trees I have here.
Damn it!
Roots.
What you Klaxon. Got?
A willow.
That is not one of the trees that I have in this list.
The one from The Lion King.
Cactus.
A cherry blossom.
I don't know anything about trees.
One of the possible answers is a mythical tree from lore. There is also a real tree that is known as the Tree of Life.
Klaxon, the one in the Bible.
Sage tree.
Buyakasha, the dogwood.
The tree in the Garden of Eden.
Nope.
Damn it.
Was I right or was I wrong?
You were wrong.
Dang it!
Is it called the Tree of Life in the Bible?
No, probably not.
Nobody got this one correct. The answers I would have accepted are Yggdrasil.
That makes sense.
Also known as the World Tree. And also the Baobab Tree is regarded in African, many African cultures as the Tree of Life.
I actually did know that.
I said the one from The Lion King. That's kind of close.
Is that worth a half point, everyone?
Quarter
no.
point.
Quarter. Yeah.
Quarter point. I agree.
I'd rather have none than a quarter. That feels like pity.
It is.
I'll take his quarter point.
Hey man, you were born with a quarter. I don't know what that meant.
Make it louder, whoever edits that.
Yeah. Number four. What is the process by which trees turn carbon dioxide into oxygen?
Klaxon.
Jared.
Oxygenification.
That is incorrect. I'd love to take a picture of y'all's faces right now.
Yeah, of course it is.
So what is it?
The answer is photosynthesis.
I thought I was going to sound stupid if I said that.
I know, that's why I didn't say it either.
We all did. All of us did.
I gave y'all a hint. I said I wish I could have taken a picture of y'all's faces.
Because of how dumb we are.
Photo. All right. I hate you.
Well, I was thinking that immediately, but I didn't want to be an idiot. And now I am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I said oxygenification, so don't you worry.
Number five. What is the name of the largest single living organism by mass, which happens to be a tree?
Buyakasha.
Roots.
There's some argument about this exact, but by mass is the important distinction. What you got?
The Amazon rainforest.
It is not.
So they're all connected somehow.
What you got?
Fungal network.
Oh, that's not a tree, but...
Good job.
Is it roots? Is it the root system?
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
It is not. Unless anyone's got it. You can look this up. It's called the General Sherman Tree. It's a giant sequoia, regarded as one of the largest single living organisms on the planet, and by mass, perhaps the largest.
Right next to your mom. Is that good?
He's savage today, boys.
Well, at least I don't send pictures of me at the gym to her.
I think Aaron's right. It's a mushroom.
It's a big-ass tree. They're wrapping foil around the bottom 15 feet of the tree so it doesn't burn down in a forest fire. 10 to 15 feet of the tree isn't going to burn down. Congratulations. Sorry, Brent. Go ahead.
I'm not sure what point you're making. Next question.
It's like a 400-foot tall tree.
If it was covered all the way up, it couldn't oxygenify.
That's true.
Yeah.
Great point.
Idiot.
Yeah, got him.
Everyone should be able to get this one. What type of tree is traditionally used as a Christmas tree in many parts of the world?
Booyakasha.
Boom.
Tyler.
Virginia pine.
That's incorrect. Matt.
Damn it.
Oh, shoot. It's not evergreen. Is it a fir? Something fir?
Fir is one of the answers I will accept.
Yay.
You also have just accepted evergreen if he'd have said that?
No, I would not have accepted that. Answers I would have accepted are a fir, a pine, or a Norway spruce.
I said pine.
You did not say pine.
I said a Virginia pine. That's the ones we always used to get as kids.
Oh, he did say that. All right. It's too late, though. I'm sorry, Tyler. I'm just kidding.
I was about to say, no, you're not.
I guess the Virginia part was just so off-putting, he just stopped listening.
Yeah, it was that part that threw me off. I was like, Tyler's making up words.
You should be off-putting.
All right, this is...
Because you're fat.
Number 8. What tree is famous for its deep red color, often found in Japanese gardens?
Oh, Buakusha.
Hey, Tyler.
Japanese maple.
It is a Japanese maple.
A boy knows trees.
Oh, wow. I made up these questions a while ago. I think I'm going to have to go ahead and give some points to Aaron. The last question would have been, what is the common name for the tree known scientifically as Percus?
Oak.
An oak.
It's an oak.
Oh.
I think those are Aaron's points there.
Absolutely.
All right, let's tally up the scores. Can I get some calculating noises?
Beep, boop, boop,
with a total of 4 points, Tyler is the winner.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
Yeah! Woo!
So, Tyler, answer us the question, what is trees?
Plants!
Yeah!
Nailed it.
And then that's when we insert the applause sound effect.
Matt?
Oh, hold on. Give me a second. I don't remember the button.
Matt.
What?
Do it.
Oh, it doesn't come through Discord. It certainly is on the Audacity. Don't worry. Like, it's playing. What do you want from me? Don't be stepping on my toes. Sound effects are my thing. Jackass.
Well, good job, Tyler.
Take an inspiration, Tyler.
Woo! Got me an inspiration.
That's why he hosts Trees as Plants.
Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and begin the game. Last week, our intrepid adventurers. Should I do a pirate again or something? Or is it too late? Is it old?
Nah, it's too late.
It's too late.
Do a pirate.
Well, one person's encouraged me, and that's almost enough.
Hey, you do you.
Come on, guys. Beat him down.
Last week, our intrepid adventurers had their ship briefly captured. And as they defended the spirit's flight from intruders, Copes flew upward to confront the leader of their mysterious captors. It turned out to be Demarok's sister.
Ziliana, was that right?
Yeah, Ziliana.
You said it.
Well, you said it first, but...
Ziliana! Copes was immune to the flamboyant pirate's charms, although she was pleased to hear her brother Demarok was aboard the ship. And with that, Demarok was forced to confront his horrible past, filled with the love and support of his family.
Oh!
They were apparently looking for a group who would respond strongly to a crystal Ziliana carried, a group she had apparently just found. However, with a little suggestion from Demarok, Ziliana agreed to let our heroes go. Demarok, perhaps intending to vent his frustrations, cooked up a dish containing nearly every illegal ingredient he could find, to a combination of miraculous and disastrous results. And that's where we find our heroes.
And what is it that happened to each of you when you ate this food?
I totally forgot that I had three arms now.
I turned invisible.
You did not!
No!
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't! I caught on fire and now my skin's all metally.
Dimrock would experience psychosis where he would hate the entire world.
Isn't that forever, too?
Probably.
I gotta roll once a day or something.
It's up to me. But maybe. How you feel about your skin, Thrasher?
I mean, it's pretty metal.
It is pretty metal.
That's exactly what it is. Alright, so I believe y'all had just had this meal.
Real quick, I would like to just point out, like we were talking about earlier, what has happened to Thrasher through these 88 episodes of this podcast.
Because
when we started, Thrasher was a normal 17-year-old human boy. Well, I guess when we started, he was 16. Whatever. But he was just a normal dude, a human dude. Now, he's got a purple tongue, one just red eyeball, businessman's foot, and metallic skin.
Looking kind of creepy, I think.
It's a weird game.
It's a weird game that I love so much.
How else has everyone else been disfigured?
I'm actually good. I don't think anything bad has happened to me.
You got your tattoos, which wasn't bad, but it changed you.
Yeah, you do have tattoos.
That's one change, yeah. And you have the tattoo that says, like, perfect.
The greatest.
Yeah, but these are... You said, how have I been maimed or something? These are all good things.
Oh, you said changed.
Oh, changed.
He said disfigured specifically.
I said disfigured.
Yeah, okay, yeah, see?
That's the phrasing I prefer. I'll remember that. Copes has not been disfigured, huh?
I will quit this podcast.
I've been dissing that figure for a while.
I have three arms.
Matt's short.
I'm shorter, and I don't have a shadow. I'm a real freak of nature over here.
Oh, we're all shorter.
We are all shorter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I'm not shorter.
But maybe you don't have a shadow because you shine so brightly.
Maybe. Or maybe it's going to kill me.
He's not Braddock.
At least none of us are the sun.
I think Demarok's just had maybe like a torn belly button.
Yeah, it's really just more of a style disfigurement for me. My style has been disfigured.
Okay. Disfigured style. I like it. So you are headed to Hive, is that correct?
Yep.
Finally, yes.
To Hive.
All right, let's roll some perception checks.
So it's the next day. I'm awake again.
Let's say, okay, yeah, it's the next day. I might cut this. Aaron, your thing is going to be kind of tough to deal with if it's a long-term thing. What do you want? What is going to work for you the best here? Do you want to play with it for another day? Because everyone else's, I think, for the most part, is either positive or it's not permanent.
Mine's permanent.
No.
I'd rather just be over, honestly, if I get a choice.
If you got, I mean, it's going to be tough if you have to hate everybody all day.
Yeah.
Every day.
It's going to be a long day for everyone else.
I will leave the ship. If you make me do that.
Yeah.
You're not getting out of this podcast that easy, motherfucker.
I rolled two nat 20s for perception.
Oh, gosh.
25 and 25.
Oh, my God, you did.
All right, so Braddock is no longer shining brightly like the sun.
Ah, boo.
I got an 18 perception.
13. Am I still metallic?
You boo Braddock, no longer shining like the sun?
Yeah.
Yeah, we liked that.
No, we need her to be able to see.
Okay, no, I got this. No, I got this. I've been convinced.
No. Oh, man. She got some sweet goggles now?
We'll get to that in a minute. Let's say you haven't seen her this morning yet. All right, 220, two nat 20s for a perception check. All right, you're headed towards Hive. Demarok, as you stare out over the ocean, or you're up in the cope's nest, or you're looking for your... Did you put back this thing full covered in knives and forks and stuff, Nox, after you used it?
Oh, the lightning rod?
The danger rod, or whatever that is?
I don't think I would have, because that whole interaction, I polymorphed out, and I don't think I could put a lightning rod up. I'm just too small.
Yeah, I was just wondering.
So I don't think I would have destroyed it because I didn't actually swing it, but I wouldn't have personally put it back up.
Okay. Well, maybe you're up there, Demarok, reinstalling your danger rod, but you look out of the ocean and something catches your eye about the waves. There's like a steady reflection of the sun above at a very even rhythm, almost like the waves are radiating outward from something, like a stone was dropped far in the distance and you're seeing those rippling waves come towards the ship and under it.
Guys, look out. I mean, arg! Avast me, mateys! There's a quelling in the ocean's waters.
You rolled a nat 20. I'll give you a little bit more detail that's pertinent to you. It's almost like a glass of water sitting on a table while a
T-Rex.
Like music or a drum beat is being played.
Just say a T-Rex.
No, like where music or a drum beat.
Or like a T-Rex.
A drum beat is being played. No, this specifically.
Like a T-Rex.
Why did you say drum beat like that?
Like what?
Drum beat.
T-Rex.
No, not it's vibrations as though sound was traveling through it.
Or as though a giant creature was stepping nearby.
No, in fact, Demarok says he's so versed in that specific imagery, he knows it is not a T-Rex.
Oh, fuck.
Me mateys, it's as if Poseidon himself is drumming the waters there. Look!
And I point to it.
Hey, Copes, do you speak pirate?
I have no idea what the fuck he's saying.
All right, let's just, I guess, go over there.
I think he said it looks like a T-Rex is stomping nearby.
A T-Rex? We gotta get out of here!
Oh, no, not a T-Rex.
No, okay, hey, guys, look. Look right there. And I point harder.
Something's going on with the waves.
Exactly. You can see it. Bouncing, it's rumbling. It's like something's under there.
How high are we above the ocean?
It's kind of your choice.
It's 375 feet.
Okay. That's where you are.
And how big is this disturbance in the ocean?
Well, with the sun overhead, like, and on the horizon, there's two suns, remember? It looks like it extends as far as you can see.
I thought you meant the sun and Braddock.
No, it is extending as far as you can see in a, like, a radiating pattern out.
Copes, are we close to the city based on the map?
Let me look.
We're still a ways out?
I'm holding it upside down.
You're a little bit less than a day. You think you might arrive by nightfall.
I think we may arrive by nightfall.
Huh, so we're still a ways out.
You want to drop Largo Bones down there and see what happens?
I mean, why don't we just go a little closer?
I could check it out.
Okay, 360 feet. Down.
Okay. All right, you see the steady rippling waves moving with a very even precision, wave after wave.
Can we tell, like, where the center point is? Like, where the waves are coming from? Like, are they going out in a circle?
You could certainly follow in the direction they're coming from.
I've got it. From the top of the mast, I want to don my necklace of water breathing.
Uh-huh.
Do a beautiful
don't do that. Don't. It's full of monsters, bro.
Swan dive.
Oh, God.
Into the water.
Okay.
I've activated my winged boots on the way down.
I don't know how that would function in the water. That's an interesting idea.
I don't either.
Somebody has a Cloak of the Manta Ray, don't they?
Yes.
That was an item that was given, yes. But in any case, you dive into the water.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you something before I make you do a luck roll. As you land in the water, your body vibrates with a steady thrum. It's almost like a beating heart off in the distance. A steady bump, 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 bump. You can feel the water pulsing, rushing past you with each beat, and then receding slightly with each downbeat.
It's the beating of that terrible heart!
But you can't, your vision isn't good enough to see any kind of source of this, if there is one. Now make a luck roll.
12.
All right. You feel an intense swirling of currents.
it feels as though something large and looming is stirring up the water beneath you, although you can't see it.
I throw a rope overboard.
I start kicking my little legs straight up in the air. Or they're below me. I'm trying to swim straight up and out of the water.
Yeah.
I've become terrified.
All right, as you reach the surface of the water, a rope wraps around your throat.
That's not what I said.
Oh, no.
That's not what I said. A yank.
With that, in the combination of your winged boots, you're pulled out of the water.
Is he flying me like a kite right now?
Sure.
Do I see anything in the water?
Like a bee that we put in the freezer.
We did do that. Then I felt bad and I had to take it off. Which made me freeze him again to be able to take it off.
Well, how else are you going to get the little loop off him?
You see the surface of the water beginning to swell as something is breaching the surface.
I pull the ship up.
Tentacled arms lash out, attempting to snatch at the ship.
I fly away.
You're going to make a flight check.
No.
Yeah, you're good at this, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't say good at it. 22.
Ooh, that's pretty good.
I'm good at
nice.
It.
Nice.
Sea monster has +8. Got a 13, so you're able to dodge the lashing tentacles and dart upward.
Can I use my inspiration on the sea monster?
Make his roll better?
Yeah.
I mean, you could let him re-roll. You want?
No.
Okay, sorry.
You dart out of harm's way as other gnashing mouths and teeth and creatures surge upward, attempting to bite at the space that you once inhabited.
Hey, Demi, you know that's a bad idea, right?
Arrgh, I was enchanted by the sea.
I get it.
Demi, please. Please, Demi.
What'd you find down there?
It'd be Davy Jones's locker.
Yeah, but like, what about the weird beating thing?
It was a giant animal.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think that's what caused the waves. I think he just wanted to eat you.
It was a tentacled creature.
Okay, well. I don't even know how to respond to that.
There's something down there. I mean, there was a disturbance in the water when we saw the whirlpool, and we've seen disturbances in the water. I don't know if it's another gate of magic or whatever the captain Gravewave said.
I feel like we're going to have to kind of let that go, though. Doesn't look like we should go down there.
But I really want to peek.
I mean, you can go peek, dude. The jumpy's right there.
No. Like, under the water.
Well, do your spell, man.
Which one?
Move water.
I guess that's probably better than... I was thinking about just teleporting 500 feet down, but that might be really bad.
Do it. No, do that.
I don't know how deep it is.
If you're going to teleport, maybe just jump and then use the teleport for up.
Well, I got to get down there first.
We can rope him. I start wrapping the rope around his neck.
Cope, how... Please don't do that. Copes, how deep is the water here?
375 miles deep.
Okay, so I can only move 100 feet.
Oh, no, that's not very much.
But we could try. I mean, we could see what's down there. Ah, screw it. I'm going to look. I'm gonna do my control water here.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can make a trench would probably be the way to see the deepest. It's a 100 foot by 100 foot cube.
Oh, dang. That's a lot of water.
Yeah, just get rid of the water at the epicenter.
So I can part the water. You cause all the water to move apart and create a trench. The trench extends across the area. Separated forms make a wall on each side. And then slowly fills back in. So I assume it's 100 feet down.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of, we're just going to kind of take a peek. We're going to, pull the curtains back.
Part the kimono.
Yeah.
Okay. First off, you reveal a very surprised octopus. who just stares up at you for a moment before falling into the water below him.
Biggest said octopus.
Was it like a leviathan or was it like an octopus?
Yeah, like a leviathan.
Okay.
Does he look like bashful?
Yeah, bashful. He blinks at you with his giant eyes for a second before falling in the water, embarrassed.
What sounds he make?
I feel like Jared's got that sound.
What sound? Oh, the octopus?
The sound a bashful octopus makes when he's exposed.
And then falls 100 feet away.
I love when he gets prepared.
Sorry, guys.
Oh, my.
That was pretty good.
How was it?
It was good.
It was subtle. It was more subtle than I expected from you.
All right, so your trench, your wall, your cube of water, or whatever, trench of water that's removed reveals no obvious source of the sound, but you can see this wall surface that you've created of water. It, with every beat, you see the water like ripple outwards, like a little bit sputters outwards, and it goes down the full 100 feet length of the trench you've created. So whatever this is very deep, and it's permeating a very far distance.
Do we see other creatures in the water?
Yeah, you probably would have revealed some other smaller fish. But no, like, humanoid creatures, if that's the kind of thing you're looking for. Nothing like that.
No, giant monsters is what I'm more concerned about.
Yeah, you'll catch a glimpse of a giant monster here and there. There's plenty of them.
Okay. So it's not like we could swim down there and try to sneak our way down and make it without dying a miserable death.
Not in what you know about the world you live in. Is that a good idea?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. All right, I have no idea what this is.
Should we just go to Hive?
Can I do an Arcana check?
Yeah, I could do an Arcana check on it.
No, let Thrasher do it.
Well, I'm a 9th level wizard.
That's true, I'm only 8th level.
We don't have 10 minutes.
I hate this game.
And my friends.
That's a 7 Arcana.
It might be magic, or it might not.
Even as a 9th level wizard, the true nature of this escapes me.
Brent, I got a 21 Arcana.
21 Arcana? So...
I got a 19 Arcana.
Wow. So while this does seem magical in nature, the exact thrum of it almost seems like it is natural in some capacity. Like I described it being like heartbeat-like before. But yeah, there's just not enough to see here for you to make any further determination than that.
It seems magical, but I can't tell the exact nature.
Maybe it wants a sacrifice.
Yeah.
Fargo, do you want to go?
No, never mind. That was a trap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Promotion.
I regret that.
Well, I'm just going to make a whirlpool because I can change it. So there's going to be a whirlpool there for 10 minutes.
This is how that other guy got trapped.
All right, I think we need to keep moving. Let's mark on the map where this is so we can kind of keep track of where all these spots are. Maybe we can find some sort of relation.
All right, so you head off? Resume your journey?
Yep.
I guess. I want to know what awesome thing you put there for us.
You'll find out.
All right, guys. I know, okay, we're on our way to Hive. A lot's happened since we set out for Hive. I think we need to discuss the fact that they're going to be waiting there, ready to imprison us when we arrive.
Well, they don't know we're coming.
They do, I think.
Oh, we ate all the illegal stuff.
Yeah, they're not even going to see us coming, Braddock says. She's shining like a beacon into the sky.
Go inside, Braddock, please. You are ruining everything.
Is my skin still metallic?
Are you done with those sunglasses we asked you to make?
One person at a time, but yes, you have metallic skin still, Thrasher.
What does that do for me?
You're resistant to lightning damage.
That is dope.
All right, I'll go downstairs. I'll get some sunglasses or something.
For us, we need the sunglasses. Oh, I have sunglasses, I think. Didn't we get some from Jimothy QWERTY? Someone has sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I bought magic star glasses.
Well, you're not giving those to Braddock. But yeah, you did get sunglasses.
For Braddock, no. For me, if she's going to stand near me, I need
her. Yeah, for me.
Okay.
Why would I give them to her?
All right, I give Jimothy Cordy's sunglasses to Braddock so she can see.
I can see now, but it doesn't help you guys.
But please go downstairs.
What about his...
Oh, I give her his baller hat.
Oh, you beat me to it, you son of a...
Just shining sun with a hat and sunglasses.
Right, she goes downstairs. The light shines brightly through the windows, but she's in there.
Yeah, my point exactly. They're going to know we're coming, and if you remember what Ziliana said, the spell's over. She's already warned them by now that we're on our way.
They know a ship is coming.
With the people, they're paying 50,000 gold a month.
Yeah, but would she have told on us?
Yeah, but Rich doesn't know it's us.
Definitely. She's being paid.
She's being paid to stay out there and look for us, yeah.
Trust me, she's told him.
Okay. So we've got a couple issues here. We've got the city that wants to pay a tremendous amount of money to capture us. And we've also got the Shroud of Curios guy who's not going to be thrilled with us either.
He's tracking the item, right?
Probably.
Why don't we just eat it?
Are you crazy?
Eat it? How is eating those cards going to do anything?
Yeet it. Oh, it's druid talk. You wouldn't understand. Do you really want to hold on to it?
I think that's kind of a bargaining chip we have.
Oh, we could threaten to eat it if they try to capture us.
Oh, that's good.
Don't lie to Debbie.
So,
I don't think we should just fly right in there, is all I'm saying.
Yeah, what are you thinking, Demi?
We need to disguise ourselves, sneak in, maybe send in a scout, Flargle or Braddock.
They have a beacon or something that glows when we're near it.
Well, maybe we don't get that close.
Yeah, we just got a social distance.
No, let's just get close.
Okay, well, I think we got to get to Rick. I mean, we know Rick.
Rick.
He's got to have some power here.
He's in the ocean. He's on another one of those ships that's looking for us.
Well, I know, but we can name drop him. I don't think we want to bring up the dead Trident.
Agreed.
Well, I mean, we're doing them a favor bringing it back, right?
Or we're starting an eternal war. We really have no fucking idea what we're doing.
But we're not going to release an evil being without asking first. Damn it.
Not again.
We said this.
That's our whole thing.
Other than the box, what else is still on the ship that we're not allowed to bring with us?
Us, Thrasher.
We ate all the illegal stuff, right? Well, yeah, but I'm saying, you know, they were going to search our ship. What? We already got rid of everything, didn't we?
No, I've got crates of all the illegal stuff.
Oh, God.
We could just put them in the bag.
I think we're past the bouncing butter being a problem. I think we've got other problems.
So what's the plan, guys?
I think we sneak in under the Cloak of Darkness.
I like that plan.
I think that's a good idea. I think if we can at least get some information about what we're going into, that'll be better.
It might be hard in the darkness when we have a sun.
I think we'll leave the sun on the ship with a couple blankets over her and we'll close the blinds.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, just make her get under the bed.
Or maybe we'll use that as a distraction. We send her over on the other side of the island. That's going to draw some attention. She's not doing anything wrong. She should be fine.
We'll sacrifice Braddock.
Well, no, no. Maybe.
I like it.
No, but if she just takes like the jumpy and flies around a little bit, she should be fine, right?
She could receive the entire wrath of the bug people.
All right, let's go in at night and scope it out and figure it out from there.
Secret stealth mission. Let's do this.
I think anything illegal, let's keep in the bag of holding because at least they won't be able to sense it.
Yeah, give me all the good stuff.
Braddock, get under your bed.
All right, so you stash everything that you think is illegal away in the bag of holding. And you're preparing to approach this island under the cover of night, the Cloak of Darkness. I don't remember giving you guys one of those.
I want to pull out a bottle of
Shadow Brew whiskey and take a sip.
Okay. I have to make you use this in increments, but you take a sip of it and you feel like a strange cooling sensation as it runs down your throat into your stomach. Your shadow seems to deepen and darken.
Guys, can you see me?
Can we see him?
In broad daylight, yeah, you can see him.
Yeah, damn it, it's real bright out here.
Yeah, you're right there.
What about below the deck?
Oh, God, does he think he's invisible, too?
Oh, God, not again.
No, wait, come on, guys. Work with me here. Come into this dark room with me, down below deck.
I pull my axe out of its axle.
All right, lead on.
We're down there.
All right. Yeah, as you step into a room that's merely dimly lit, your shadow deepens and almost seems to encompass you a little bit. It doesn't completely hide you, but it blends you into the shadows.
Huh? Doing anything?
You look a little shadowier.
I'm over here, actually.
I don't know. Try to hide. Let's see if it's easier for you to hide.
X marks the spot. I love it. All right, close your eyes and count. And I hide.
10 Mississippi. 9 Mississippi. 8 Mississippi. God. 7 Mississippi.
Are we playing hide and seek?
6 crap, Mississippi.
Crap. Oh, crap. Where do I hide?
5
crap.
Mississippi.
Oh, no.
Knox.
4 Mississippi.
Ah.
3 Mississippi.
I'm getting under the blanket.
I go hide behind Braddock.
Mississippi. 1 Mississippi. Ready or not, here I come.
Yeah, you roll a stealth check with advantage, Demarok.
Nat 20.
Dang.
22.
Nice.
He's wasted three nat 20s on a perception check and a stealth check to play hide and seek.
You guys can't see him. It's just shadows in the room. That's it.
Well, hang on. Let me roll my perception. I got a 21.
Okay. Maybe you think you catch a glimpse of Demi, but it was just the wind.
While I'm hiding, I open up my last can of Sprite.
I hear the and I find him.
Yeah, you find him with the click.
Ah, you gave yourself away with a delicious beverage.
Goddamn Sprite.
All right, so that whiskey makes it easier to hide. That's good to know. How much of that stuff you got?
Let me check.
How much units of each thing did I start with?
Said you bought like a crate, so I'll say you got 4 bottles of Shadow Brew whiskey.
4 bottles?
Bottles, yeah. Let's say each bottle has 10 doses.
So I used how many on the meal? 5?
That's kind of up to you, but I imagine, yeah, you probably would have used something roughly equivalent to how many people were eating. So 5 would make sense with Braddock having some.
Yeah, I've got plenty of this stuff. I mean, why don't we try to... This should at least help. I mean, it's not going to make it worse. And if we do get captured, we'll feel better about it.
I think let's bring it in at night, and I think we have a few options up our sleeves.
Deal.
So we're going to get drunk and infiltrate a possibly hostile territory?
Fuck yes!
Yeah!
This is just like being in the Goblin Kingdoms again.
Bottoms up, buddy.
All right, everybody's having some?
I guess so.
Yeah, are we at Hive?
We should probably get closer, right? We're still a whole day away.
Yeah, we want to get there. We're sailing while we're discussing all this.
All right. You're going to arrive at nighttime. That's what you're attempting to do.
I did want to throw this out. As we're traveling, I'm slowly reading through my pamphlet, too. So I can go ahead and start working on that.
How long did I say you had to read it for? Did I say?
I don't know if you did. I don't remember.
It takes half a day to read it. So if you spent most of today reading it, you should be able to finish it tomorrow.
Okay, perfect. I imagine it's just 2 pages, and then you get to the bottom of the second page, and it's like you have to read it 937 more times. It's like, fuck.
Mm-hmm. The lessons don't become clear until at least the 930th. All right. Copes, you spot an island, land, emerging over the horizon.
Land.
You might see it a little bit, but it is nighttime, so... And you're on a ship. Let's say you're about 15 miles away, including the distance up that you're traveling. As it comes within your sight, you become aware of something. A deep, resonant hum that fills the air, vibrates through the deck of the ship. A sound that's felt before it's heard, emanating from somewhere far off.
Hey, Nox! Nox, come here.
Everyone would start to feel this, too.
Yeah!
What do you think that it is?
It's weird! Is it, like, buzzing?
Get Thrasher!
Why are you guys being so loud?
Largo Buns, do you hear this?
Yeah!
That sounded more like a goat than any goat thing I've done. Yeah!
That's like how they talk!
This is like how they talk. Hey, Nox, listen. Strange sounds from the mountain.
Pretty good.
Do you believe in life after love?
I fucking love that movie so much. Holly, you should sit on this.
So you see in the distance three large... They must be structures because they're too unnaturally shaped to be mountains or part of the island, but there are three of these large oval-shaped structures that you can see. Remember, it is dark, so there's only so much you can make out right now.
Guys, I see some structures.
Yeah, I think I'm getting used to it now. I don't feel it in my voice anymore.
Me neither, yeah.
You think you could ease it up just like we did back on Holocaster Isle? Maybe take out a few less trees, but we'll try and sneak up on the side?
Yeah, I was thinking of doing it like this. And then Cope says a whole bunch of like intricate hand movements and a backflip.
Perfect. That's perfect.
I hate you.
You think so?
Yeah.
That one was for Jared. Yeah, I'm gonna sneak it in there, Brent.
Okay.
Hey, Flargobuns, go make sure Braddock's covered up.
I'm good. You hear her call from, as she arrives from below. I'm good. I figured something out.
What did you do to not be the sun?
Sunscreen. Looks like it works the other way.
Oh my god. When did you think of that?
So good.
At the beginning of the episode, yeah.
God damn, that's good. Oh,
that's brilliant.
I wasn't ready for that.
Man, I wish I didn't completely miss that. I'm going to really enjoy it when I hear it later.
All right, so if you're doing the stealthy approach, what I need from everyone is a perception check. And then following that, I'll need a stealth check to pilot the ship stealthily.
16 perception.
Critical fail perception.
I've got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a spell that I'm about to cast.
Okay.
I guess as we're approaching and we get close, I'm going to go ahead and cast it now. But I'm going to reach back into my newly found druidic powers that I obtained and cast Pass Without Trace, which is going to all creatures within 30 feet of me get a bonus on stealth as the shadows mask us.
Nice.
So I don't know if it'll affect the ship, but that way I can go ahead and get it on us.
Yeah, I think that's cool. What benefit does it give you? Advantage?
It gives you a plus 10 bonus on any stealth check.
Oh, that's good.
On top of whatever you have.
Okay.
And we all get that?
Everyone gets that.
If you're within 30 feet of me, yeah.
Yeah, it's an awesome spell.
I'll let you add that to your piloting roll, but give me the perception checks first.
16 for Copes.
Critical failure.
21. 21, Demeron.
Does it rely on sight?
It does.
Then it's a natural 20, so a 19.
All right, give me a description of what casting Pass Without Trace looks like visually.
Yeah, so let's see. I'm trying to think of how I could tie into druidic powers, but Copes is so weird.
I take that as a compliment.
I'm gonna do a back roll.
Yes.
No.
And as I'm rolling across the ship, I'm extending my hands out and I'm pulling the shadows that are along the ship. So they drag further across the ship and they start to kind of cover and mask us as they kind of pull and follow my body, covering us a little bit better.
Oh, that's cool. Okay.
I grab Thrasher and I say, I think Nox might be a secret druid.
Aren't we all a little bit?
I got it from the bug dude.
Yeah, but he'd do the back roll and everything.
I'm watching.
Oh, shit. I do a front roll and get out of there.
Where'd he go?
And I pass out shots to everybody as well.
Okay, okay.
Oh, I back roll back in. I will have one, please.
Everybody drink your fill.
Of this swill.
So I'm going to take off 4 unit.
Gotcha. Demarok, I need you to roll a constitution saving throw.
15.
15. This whiskey is really good. That's all I'm going to say. All right. The 16, the 19, and the 21. Actually, give me your stealth check, Copes, since you're navigating the ship. I want that, too.
And I get plus 10.
Plus 10 and advantage. Wait, no. The Shadow Brew won't help you pilot, but you get the plus 10.
If that's a nat 1, which I cannot add plus 10 to.
It says that?
I thought you couldn't add anything to a nat 1.
Nat 1 is only a failure on an attack roll, automatic failure. We kind of treat it sometimes like it's the other way around, but...
Oh, it should just be a nat 1.
We want him to fail.
Yeah, I want it to fail. I feel like a nat 1's a nat 1.
Okay. But it's your choice.
Okay.
I agree with Tyler. Nat 1 has to fail.
Okay. Everyone's good with that?
Yes.
Forever.
I do want to know what you've done.
You want to know the results before you commit to this?
No, I want to know what... We're hidden. It's night. The shadows are covering us. What the hell did Copes do that is in that one?
So I start to head directly towards the city. And then I get some... I think about these beautiful Japanese maples that I used to grow in the... in the glades, and I get some inspiration, and I'm going to re-roll it.
Oh, nice.
But I do think Nat 1 should fail, yeah. Critically.
I agree.
Good with me.
That's another Nat 1.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It was written in stone.
That's not... This can't be happening.
It's fate. It's fate.
You can't fight fate, man. Wow.
This part of the story has been written for a long time.
Oh, no! I shouldn't have argued so hard for that.
So this is how it ends, huh?
I was like, surely I won't do it again. So that's a 1 plus 10.
Look at Brent. He's going to destroy us, and he doesn't know how yet.
So you're thinking of your Japanese maple, and it inspires you, and...
But I'm not paying attention to where I'm going, and I fly directly into this.
Copes, the hand signals! You did that! What is this? You're driving straight!
It's like the stars on the maple leaves.
What?
Like into one of the buildings.
So, Copes, you're going right at the... You're right at the building, Copes.
You're going right at the what? Oh, shit!
I just picture, like... It's all quiet, and then it's just like the ship is grinding on the bottom of this building. And it's just the loudest sound as it's still moving forward. It's just fully grinding, maybe shaving off the top of this building.
It's like that scene in SpongeBob when he's stuck between the two.
Yeah.
You got it. You're clear. You're good. Sorry, guys. I did not expect to roll 2 nat ones.
Oh, my gosh.
None of us expected that.
That one, that one's kind of on me. I had a plus 10, and I rolled 2 nat ones.
Everybody hide!
Man, that did not go well.
I am surprised.
I'm somehow not.
I was like, I'm going to convince Brent to do the nat 1 and then blow my inspiration.
We've had a double nat 20 and a double nat 1 in this episode. That's insane.
Highs and lows, baby.
Tell me what I've done. Be kind, Brent. We've been friends for 16 plus years. Used to pick me up every day from school.
All right. So I don't think you'd see anything quite yet. I'm going to give you an audio description. You hear the explosive sound of hundreds of insects taking to the air, the beating of their wings merging into a singular, overwhelming thrum like hundreds of tiny drums being played in rapid succession. The air vibrates with the intensity of their departure, a force that can be felt on the skin and in your bones.
Oh shit, I think they know!
Where are we at?
On a building.
Yeah, you're directly adjacent to one of the buildings.
They know, they definitely know. Should we get on the jumpy and leave?
Oh, God, I think they know.
I'm pretty sure they know, guys.
Can we all fit in the jumpy?
We can't just abandon the ship.
You could probably make it work.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do?
Crew, everyone to the deck of the ship.
Not you, Braddock. Stay down there. everyone, get up here.
She's got sunscreen on, Jared.
Mm-hmm.
She's fine now.
Oh, man, that's what I missed. That was great. What a clever idea, Brent. You're so good at this.
So we're about to get assaulted by bugs, huh?
Maybe.
Certainly is what it sounds like.
Package delivery?
Everyone hold hands.
Okay, so you're going to let this happen, or are you going to try to get away on the jumpy?
Is everyone holding hands?
Fucking I guess, man.
Oh, I know what you're about to do.
Fuck.
I glitter stick us. I pull up my glitter stick and wave it.
Yes.
Wow, what an idea.
And we all appear in a magic forest full of bars.
Full of bar, like taverns bar?
Yeah. And all the barkeeps are really whimsical and have really funny voices and cool names.
Uh-huh.
All right, that went bad.
That went bad.
I mean, not so bad. We're here.
Yeah, but what happens when we have to leave here?
What's this thing called again, Brent?
Your rod? Rod of security?
We can stay for a while, I think.
Yeah, like a year. We're just going to stay in power level.
You're going to train?
There's nothing to power level on.
We're gonna get one of our companions. We're going to kill him. I'm going to cast Raise Dead. We're going to kill him again. I'm going to cast Raise Dead.
Oh, well, it's not that long. We can only stay here for 200 days.
Well, you have Braddock with you. You got Flargle Buns, and you got Quinsley with you, too.
And Doug and Helga.
And Doug and Helga, excuse me.
We can remain in the paradise for 200 days divided by the number of creatures present.
So I think you got like 10 days in here.
Okay, so we got time.
Are we planning on staying here for 2 weeks?
Guys, I don't know. I panicked. I mean, I drove right into that building.
If we stay here for 2 weeks, they're gonna take our ship.
You're gonna take the ship anyway, big guy.
Look, I don't think we should stay here for 2 weeks, but it would probably throw them off guard if we showed up like tomorrow morning. If we show up right now, they're kind of ready for it.
Well, we're not going back right now. I fucking put the rod behind my back.
I bet you we could crack this thing open while we're in here.
No!
I break out the deck of many things.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Just saying, we could.
All right, well, let's go sit down in one of these bars and see what's going on.
How about that one? It's called More Than a Bar.
Oh, that's a chain. That one sucks.
Sounds good.
Let's go to that one, the Leaping Leopard.
Does that one say Demi's Place?
I want to check out Snapplebee's.
Oh, Snapplebee's.
That should not have made you laugh that hard, Tyler. That was not that funny.
It just made me think of you getting absolutely plastered with Matt and Tiffany.
Yeah, fair enough.
And then me tying you to a pole that same I guess it was saran wrap. But either way. Yeah, Brent, so now you gotta make up 2 weeks of adventuring us in this beautiful forest.
I guess tomorrow morning we go back.
I think we might want to give it a couple days.
Well, I don't think we want... Well, the other thing is they're probably gonna call in all these ships that are patrolling. So I don't think we want to lose our window. The ships were days out because it still took us a long time, but...
Yeah, maybe they think we just made some clever plan and just kind of disappear for a second.
I mean, they kind of already know who we are. Like, there's no way they think we came up with a clever plan.
So, Brent, it says we appear back in the location we left.
Yep.
Does that mean we'll be back on the ship wherever it is, or we'll be where the ship was?
I believe you'll be where the ship was if it's moved.
So, guys, I don't think we're going to be back on the ship when we end this thing.
Unless they leave the... Yeah, you're right.
Maybe they don't know how to fly the ship.
I mean, they have airships looking for us.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I don't think we want to stay here long. I think we either go back now or we go back, like, in the morning. Or tomorrow night.
I don't think we should go by now?
Yeah, what's the rush, Knox?
Or just later tonight. Couple hours, I mean.
Did anyone see what was actually making the noise?
I'm guessing it was tridents.
That's my assumption, too. I've never seen one fly, man. It's freaking me out.
You remember the first time you saw a water bug fly when you didn't know they could do that?
Yeah.
Yep. Funny enough, Jared, that was traumatizing. It was at Applebee's, and Aaron can justify that story is true.
We've never been to Applebee's since. It was in our salad.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
What a weird thing for you to bring up.
We started calling it Apple Bugs.
My family never ate at Applebee's again.
And nor should you have.
Neither will I.
We live in a simulation, obviously.
The world is a weird place.
All right, so what's the plan?
I'm going into this bar and getting a drink.
Right behind you.
All right.
And I grab Florida Buns and run off.
When are we going back?
It doesn't matter now. It's not now, I'll tell you that.
All right.
Guys, they have Starlight Sours.
Yeah, you're greeted by the whimsical, gleeful barkeep.
With a whimsical name, what is it?
With a whimsical name?
I said that. I get to make up what this place is.
Swisky.
It's just going to sound like a goblin name. Hold on.
Make him a goblin.
Make him related to Mokila.
Matka.
Person doesn't exist.
Less Kila.
Yeah, they don't really exist, but...
Oh, less Kila's good.
Less Kila.
Less Kila's good.
My name is Less. Less Kila.
It is I, Less Kila.
Hail and well met, Less Kila.
It is I, Less Kila.
Hail and well met, Less Kila.
Is that the only words you know?
It is I, Less Kila.
Shit.
Hey there.
8 beers, please.
Less Kila.
He's up all the magic on all the different bars, I guess.
He's a Pokemon.
He's a Pokemon.
Jesus.
And whatever drink of your choice appears in front of you.
You know damn well it's a Bloody Mary.
This place totally rocked.
My drink of choice is now Shatterbrew Whiskey.
Except for something that's going to have an actual effect on you. It can taste like Shatterbrew Whiskey, though.
Nah, it doesn't matter. I've got Fireball.
Okay. That's what Flargo Buns orders.
Damn it.
All right, so you guys take a quick break from the tension of the impending attack, possibly to get a little bit drunk in the otherworldly dimension of the route of security.
Yeah, I go next door to the foam party after I finish that beer and hang out there.
Yeah, it's a foam factory, actually.
Oh, yeah. I'm fucking pelting kids with little foam apples, ruining their family vacations.
Yes.
So, Les Kila, how long you been here at this establishment?
Les Kila.
All right. Do you got a brother by any chance, my dude?
Les Kila.
Oh, cool. I think we've met him. He's over in,
Nobody tell him.
No, come on. It's.
I literally looked up as soon as he said he's over, and I was like,
I know it's got like a.
Well, it's
spell.
So funny because like 3 episodes ago, Aaron corrected Brent on the name of this place. Mm-hmm.
Alcaster Isle.
Les Kila.
Yeah.
You literally named a bar after a pun of the bar he's actually.
Yeah, I know. Hey, that's cool, bud. Your brother does some great work. Great work.
Les Kila, man.
Hey, Demi, let's look at that package one more time.
I'm already working on it, bud.
See if we can't figure out, you know, just in case we need to unleash this deck of cards.
Yeah, agreed. Here's the package, and here's a piece of bouncing butter for you.
Ooh. All right, let me take a look at it. You said Arcana?
Mm-hmm. And you can really take some time to examine this. You can take a full 10 minutes. I mean, you've got up to 2 weeks, it sounds like, so.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll definitely go ahead and use a detect magic on it as well, then.
Okay.
Just to kind of help out. It's only a 14 Arcana.
So I'll tell you a couple things. You think the spell that's locked it is the spell Arcane Lock, but it may have been cast at a higher level than normal. So it's possible a lock spell could undo it, but it may have to equal that level of spell. In addition to that, you know that you're currently in an extra dimensional plane, correct, Tyler? A little pocket dimension.
Yes, yes.
Any kind of magic that would be tracking this package probably doesn't work here.
Right.
So those are two things that you know.
Okay. I think we're pretty safe here. I don't think anybody's tracking us, but I don't know if I have anything to get this thing open with.
It you might not need it. I mean, whatever's locking it might not even work. I try to lift it open.
It doesn't open. Just feels like a solid glass sphere. Or a cube, sorry.
Thrasher, whack it.
I don't want to open that thing.
Flargle Buns.
Whack it or like... throw a fireball at it or something.
No.
Either one. This is what you wanted, Thrash. You wanted me to get someone else.
Like a fireball?
Never mind. I hit it.
No, wait. What if, maybe Braddock's got some info on this. Braddock, you got your sunscreen on?
Yeah. I was just reapplying.
This chest is somehow locked with some sort of arcane lock. I didn't know if you had any insights on how we could maybe get it open.
A knock spell would probably do it. I could cast it. We could see if that works.
Oh, you have it?
Try it.
I think we should try it. I don't think we need to do anything rash with it, but I think we want to have the ability to do something rash with it.
If that doesn't work, we could do something thrash with it.
There we go.
I liked that more than I should have.
All right, do you tell her the info that you learned about it from your Arcana check?
Yes.
Well, I guess I should cast it at a higher level here.
The highest you can, please.
She pulls out a small iron rod, and then she weaves some magical incantations, and what appear to be like the tines of a key start jutting out of the sides of this metal. Like hundreds of keys are morphing and changing, and she gives it a nice tap on the glass. And as she does that, an incredible sound, like a loud knocking, audible as far as 300 feet away, emanates from the object.
Oh my gosh!
A small seal spreads across the surface. And the glass box pops open.
A seal!
Ooh. Guys, you ever wanted something to happen, and then when you did do it, you're like, I don't know if I should have done that?
No.
Find out next episode.
Hi, welcome to Snacklebees. Could I get you started with anything? Oh, Discount Heroes, huh? Yeah, that's pretty popular order. Yeah. You gonna want some Linktree with that? All right. Could I get you some Twitter for the table? Yeah. Okay.
No, we prefer X, please.
Oh, X. All right. Yeah. The stupid rebranding. All right. Well, I'm going to go get this started for you.
Are there any other servers available?
Let's Kilo.
All right. I'm going to go get all this started for you guys. It should be done sometime Thursday. But I got to tell you, results are going to be questionable, and that's a guarantee. Yeah, I know. I'll get my manager.
Water bug! Run! Yeah! That was fantastic, too.
Work clothes gone, kimono on.
I love that. Did you just make that up?
No, I've been saying it since I got a kimono.
Do I still need to keep up my website of pirate slang? Are we still doing that? Probably, right?
No, we're done with that. Although, as we talked about, I did just watch One Piece again, so I'm feeling very piratey.
Did you look up what cleave him to the brisket means?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means like cut them in half.
Kill somebody by cutting them, yeah, from the shoulder down into their body.
Ugh.
That makes sense.
How often did that happen?
Enough that they made a word.
Enough that they had a phrase for it.
Yeah, I guess so.
Did you guys hear that fart?
Mm-mm.
No.
Dang it. I should have stood up.